Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Senate beginning debate today on voting rights bill that's more likely than not dead on arrival.
Let's go to Stephen Portnoy, who's been looking at these bills and looking at the chances of them getting through. First of all, what are Democrats saying, Stephen, as to why they want to debate this, even if they don't have the votes to pass it?
Well, they want to put everyone on the record. Look, everyone knows at this point where Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin stand with respect to changing the Senate rules, but I think they want to draw attention to the fact that it's, you know, that the opposition to these election reform measures is mainly on the right. And let's just talk about what we're talking about. We're talking about two bills that have been combined into one that would, among other things, take on some of the changes that have been occurring in the states that are mainly Republican-controlled since January 6th of last year. But in addition to that, and the fear that the president's been talking about who counts the votes, you've also got some reforms that Republicans have principled opposition to. For example, 15 days of early voting in every state in the country, which a lot of Democrat-controlled states don't have. In addition to that, on top of the 15 days of early voting, also having Election Day as another federal holiday in the month of November.
Would that be a day off, Stephen?
Well, Republicans say that's not necessary. The bottom line is there's not enough support to change the Senate rules. And even if the two Democrats, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, support these ideas notionally, they're not going to change the rules that require a 60-vote threshold to move legislation in order to get it done.
So it really doesn't have anything to do with what's in the legislation at all. It's all about the filibuster, and there's nothing really they could do to sweeten it to get the Republicans to go along with them anyway.
Well, and I mean, look, Mitt Romney over the weekend on one of the Sunday talk shows said that the White House never even reached out to him to negotiate any kind of compromise position on election reform or voting rights. To Republicans, this is about Democrats demagoguing the issue for their own political advantage. When it comes to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, they have their own particular reasons why they oppose changing the Senate rules. Joe Manchin, I think, is concerned about his own political position in the state of West Virginia. And for Kyrsten Sinema, she just believes that it would, as she put it last week, continue to poison sort of the political dynamic in the country and contribute to more division by allowing the Senate to kind of sort of blow with the winds of the majority as opposed to requiring some sort of a bipartisan compromise. The bottom line is, if Democrats were to do what they had, you know, get what they had in 2010, which is a 60-vote majority, they might be able to do what they want, but they don't have that. The country is divided. We see it in our polling. The Senate is evenly divided as well.
Stephen Portnoy, thank you for the update on that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.